stamped.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mr. Santelli?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Under item two, district reports, we have a food service update. Ms. Johnson is the director of our food services department, and she does a wonderful job. And as mandated every year, there is some information that we are obligated to give out to the public. So I'm going to go over that with you. First of all, kudos to the food service department. They had an administrative review and a procurement review with the state this year and passed everything. Now, with the part that is required. The United States Department of Agriculture, Department of Defense, also known as DOD, Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Program, allows schools to use USDA food entitlement dollars to buy fresh produce. USDA DOD Fresh offers many different types and varieties of produce, all grown in the United States. Advantages of the DOD Fresh Produce Program include greater buying power, consistent deliveries, emphasis on high quality, a large variety of produce items, including pre-cuts and locally grown, and an easy-to-use ordering website with funds tracking. Ms. Johnson submitted her application in April of 2018 and in February 2019. The application was accepted and approved to take part in the program. She will transfer $10,000 from her USDA entitlement dollars to this program. Her first delivery was in March, and she was very pleased with the quality of everything. The kids are enjoying and trying all the different fresh fruit and vegetables that are being offered. Some examples are a variety of apples, clementines, oranges, grapefruit, pears, tangelos, strawberries, grape tomatoes, broccoli, carrot, and carrots, just to name a few. She is looking forward to continuing with this program next school year as her application has been processed and approved for the 2019-2020 school year. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Addis would like to speak.
So later on under superintendent's recommendations, I want to address letter A, item one, the resignation of Jan Weber. Even though I've asked the board to vote this down, I'm not sure that they're going to listen to me. I've requested a 5-0 no vote, but it's not going to happen. Jan is finishing her 40th year in the Norton City School System. You can clap. So I'm not sure if she's calculated how many kids have been on and off her bus, but I watch her come to work on a daily basis and know that the effort that she gives to our kids and to our school district, you think about the difficulties of driving a bus, you know, once or twice, think about it for 40 years. So that component of her life here at Norton and the families and kids that she's impacted is deeply appreciated. I personally, as a new superintendent last year, coming in and having a lot of work to do with both unions, have established a very professional and strong relationship with her as the OPC president, so much so that I've been guaranteed my own bat line for next year, the red phone, whatever we want to call it. Anytime I need a question answered, she actually told my secretary she would answer her 100% of the time and me 99. But one way or another, we'll get some answers that we need. But Jan, I just want to thank you. I can't even imagine 40 years. It's a fantastic commitment to kids first and foremost, but also to Norton City Schools. So I would love for you, if you would like to say a couple of words. It would be fantastic.
First of all, I'd like to thank this board and all the previous boards for hiring me. When I started this journey a long time ago, I took the job because I could pull a horse trailer with horses, and my husband thought, well, what's a school bus? You had to be able to do manual transmissions, and I was a 4-H advisor, so I dealt with children. So it was a good match, and no, I've never had a horse on the school bus, but sometimes it feels like it.
she's saying.
Children. My parents and staff that I had the privilege of working with, but mostly it's the kids. It's always the kids. They're my family. I wasn't going to cry, but they are. They really, truly are. You get them in your heart, and you can't let go. So after 40 years, I've seen the children's children's children. It's time to go. So
People who aren't in the profession of kids, they will often see an educator and say something like, I don't know how you do this. I will tell you, most educators believe that kids make everything all right. Like, when they're around us, that's when life is really good. So I appreciate you and those comments. Thank you.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Okay, I've calculated that. 7,160 days of school. My gosh, that's a lot of picking up kids. And I will say, kudos to Jan. And along the lines, one thing that I know you did, you're saying how much you care for the students. You had a deaf student years ago, and she went and took sign language classes so she could speak with the student that had to ride her bus, or had the privilege of riding her bus, didn't have to. And I just want to say that just goes along with her character.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. Congratulations.
How many days left?
12.
All right, thank you, Jan.
Thank you. Also, under district report, this is a time when we share some of the things that are going on in the buildings, because not all of us know what every building is going on, and it's good for the public to hear what's happening in each of our school buildings. So I'm going to start with primary, and congratulations to them. They applied for a Dollar General Literacy Foundation grant, and it was awarded, and it goes toward a summer reading program. So good job to primary. They also have a kindergarten readiness night. So for anyone who has a student that's going to be entering kindergarten, that is going to be at primary on Thursday, this coming Thursday, May 16th from 6 to 7 o'clock p.m. Now, at Norton Elementary, coming up is their Right to Read Week. It will be Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory, so that should be a fun week for them. They have several grades going on field trips to the McKinley Museum, the Akron Zoo, and the Magical Theater. And they will be having field day next week for their grades that will be held both on May 22nd and 23rd at the high school stadium. Fourth grade promotion, which is always a sad day for parents, is at the Norton High School Auditorium on May 28th at 6:30 p.m. And another thing I want to point out is some of you may have seen it on Facebook, was that Betsy Kling, the meteorologist from WKYC, came and visited Norton Elementary last week as part of their wax museum. Holly Emerson did her reports on Betsy Kling, and she was nice enough to show up, which I thought was just fantastic. And if you saw the video, Holly started crying when she saw her. I mean, it was really sweet. So, Norton Middle School. The 7th and 8th grade band competed at the OMEA District Concert at Nordonia High School, and they both received a superior rating, scoring a number one. So congratulations to them. 7th graders have an opportunity coming up to take an algebra aptitude test, which is on May 21st. That test is used to determine their math placement in the 8th grade. Reality Day, we could use some volunteers for that. That is for 8th graders, and that will be held on Wednesday, May 22nd in the morning. If anyone is willing to volunteer for that, please contact Mrs. Gerber. But that is a time when all the 8th graders really come to their senses and understand and see how much it costs to raise a family, and it's a great experience for the 8th graders. So again, that's on Wednesday, May 22nd. The Middle School Jazz Band is going to be performing at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on Wednesday, May 22nd, which I think that'll be a great experience for them. These students come in on Tuesdays and Thursdays and practice at 7 a.m., which that takes a lot of dedication, so that will be a fun day for them. And then I also want to recognize Morgan Hallett. Is a 7th grader, and consistently through this track season, she has taken first place in the shot and discus at track meets. This past Saturday, she competed at the state track meet for 7th and 8th graders. Now, she placed third in the shot put, which is the lowest placing she has had all season, but she placed first in the discus, I can't even say the word, with a throw of 114 feet and 10 inches. So not only did she get first in the state, but she set a new state record. Yeah. That's amazing. I mean, if she's doing this as a seventh grader, I can't wait to see what she's going to do in high school. So congratulations to Morgan and her family. All right, we're almost done. Norton High School had its first fashion show on May 3rd. And again, there were some videos of this on social media too, and it looked fabulous. It was a collaboration between our students and Barberton Cosmetology Program. They did the models, hair, and makeup, and also Wadsworth Media and Communications filmed and edited the event. And it looked like it was very professional. I was impressed with what I saw. For walkers and runners, the 5K Remembrance Run is Saturday, this Saturday, May 18th at 9 o'clock a.m. You can still sign up at active.com, and you can also sign up the morning of the race. The family fun walk and, it's a 1 mile walk, starts at 9 o'clock, and then the 5K starts at 9:30. Prom is also Saturday, May 18th, so hopefully those who are running and also going to prom are able to get everything coordinated. I have a daughter that's going to be going through that, but we hope that everyone has a safe and fun time at prom. And then we have a few more sports highlights. Can't say enough about boys baseball, can we? Mm-hmm. I mean, they've had a perfect season. They open up with their first tournament, this is their first? Yeah. Okay. On Wednesday, 5 o'clock here at home. So please support boys baseball. Boys tennis took second place in the PTC. That was the doubles team. And the doubles team of Jared Thomas and Connor Kropp the two of them advanced to the district tournament, and they have a match on Friday. Track completed its PTC meet on Friday. Kelsey Hosey took first in the 800 meters. Jaden Fuller, Alex Lester, Seth Rauscher, I just have a first name, and Tyler Scott. They were the relay team in the 400 meter and the 800 meter relay, and they took first. And Tyler Scott set a new school record in the 100 meter and the 200 meter this year. And then lastly, next Tuesday is our graduation night, so it's a sad day for a lot of parents, or maybe that's a happy day, I'm not sure, but it'll be May 21st at 7 o'clock at the Civic. We have 53 seniors who are graduating with a 3.8 GPA or higher, and we have 57 graduating seniors who earned an honors diploma. So congratulations to all the seniors, but also congratulations to them. So that is it for my district update. May is always a busy month, so thank you for listening. Now we will move on to student recognition.
We'll start tonight with Mr. Shaner at our high school.
How many with honors? 57.
Well, every other month we highlight both the student of the month and a career tech student of the month from the high school. And this is Haley Silkwood. She's a senior, and she is our career tech student of the month. Haley is in the CBI program, which is CBI stands for Career-Based Instruction, and Coach Tanksley is the gentleman and teacher that took over the program this year and been doing a wonderful job, really, both of them. Haley won at the Rotary Breakfast a couple weeks ago over at Barberton Hospital. She won the Outstanding Senior Award. Now, to understand what that means and her part of the program and the contact, she of course goes to school full-time, and she also works full-time. She's assistant manager at Subway, so maybe you've seen her there before and she looks familiar. And she, one of the things, of course, that we've been pushing so much is the three E's: enroll, enlist, and employ. When you come out of high school, and of course, Haley is planning on the employment route. She plans on getting her SDNA license and working at Alder Care Nursing Home. So we certainly wish her the best of luck with that, and she's done a great job with our CBI program. Our career tech student of the month, our regular student of the month is not here. It's not Pat Santelli. It was not able to make it tonight, but it is Jillian Fletcher. So I could say a lot of great things about Jillian. I apologize that she wasn't able to make it here tonight. I did remind her mom this morning, and something, because her mom, of course, is a teacher at the high school, and Something came up and they were not able to be here tonight, and they do apologize. However, if you were able to go see the spring musical, and you would have seen Jill Pletcher in her finest. She had the lead role, the female lead role in Rock of Ages, and she was phenomenal, just like she has been all 4 years. She's actually in the middle of taking three different AP exams. This is AP exam time of the year right now. She took one this morning. She's taking another one tomorrow. I'm sorry. I wish she was here for everyone to see her, and I'll still invite her. Maybe we'll be able to make it this month. It's okay with everyone. So Haley and Jill, who is unable to make it, are high school students of the month.
Next from Norton Middle School, Joyce Gerber.
I tricked you. I went to a different side. Representing the middle school this month is Jimmy Horniak. Jimmy was selected by the eighth grade team. I met with Jimmy this morning. I said, Jimmy, why do you think that they selected you? There's 200 kids in the eighth grade and only eight get selected. And he said, I don't know. I think that's the thing that we've heard throughout the year, are the kids that are selected don't even realize the choices they're making. They're just good people. And they come every day, and they're here, they show up, they give their best every day, and they don't even recognize it. I have to tell a funny story, man. When we were in Washington, Jimmy lost his wallet. And the rule was, you lose your camera, you lose your phone, we're not going back for it. Well, what was it, $100 in your wallet? Didn't say a word to anybody. The person that found his wallet, it had his name in it, called his mom at home. Mom called us on the bus to say, can somebody check? I think Jimmy lost his wallet. So I said, Jimmy, you lose your wallet. Why didn't you say something? We could have tried to find it. And he said, we were told we're not going back for our wallet, or for anything. So, but the next day, we crossed paths with the people that found the wallet at the Capitol building, and they saw our Norton shirts, and they said, here's Jimmy's wallet, you know? So Jimmy did get his wallet back, he did get his souvenir. But that's the thing, they make the choices, that they follow the rules, they do the right thing. That's what makes them a student of the month. Mr. Leimeister wanted to share some things, too, about Jimmy.
Yeah, and that just plays right into to why we kind of selected him. He's a very humble guy. Because you ask him, why are you up here, and he doesn't know. That's because he's a humble guy. He's the epitome of the student who cares, who invests his time, not only in himself, but in the students around him as well. In my first period of class, I have him for math, and I could ask him to work with any kid, and he would not argue with me. He would just go over, and he'd work, and he'd be a great partner, too. I've never seen him not smiling. Look at him, he's trying really hard right now, not and this is what else is crazy, he has five siblings, okay? I have four siblings, and my face did not look like this. He's just a great guy all around. He runs track, cross country. We've dubbed him Lightning Fast Jimmy, that's what we call him. Just a real pleasure to have. So he's really helped start my day out well this year.
Mr. Brady Sackett from Norton Elementary.
Here with us from Norton Elementary, fourth grader Maddie Johnson. You hear the awls. You know, she's adorable. Just you think she couldn't look any better. But last week we went to the Wax Museum. She was just a Diana. Imagine that. Here with us to present are Mrs. Bonnie, Mrs. Rudd, and Mrs. Stone.
All right. So I have Maddie in my home room, but she sees all of us throughout the day. And Maddie is just as sweet as she looks. She never fails to begin and end her day with a hug for all of her teachers. Sometimes she'll just pop in before lunch or recess just to give you a hug and a smile. Just like Mrs. Gerber was saying about throughout the year, we've been picking just good kids with good hearts. That's Maddie. We can partner her with anybody in the classroom, and everybody wants to be Maddie's friend. Maddie is a hard worker. She is always applying all the different strategies that we've taught her throughout the year, whether it's on a test or reading or a math problem. She knows the strategies that we've taught her, and she is working hard to use all those strategies. She always has something to add to our classroom discussion, and that smile is on her face all day. So for those reasons and many more, we chose Maddie as our student of the month.
And from our littlest Panthers, Norton Primary, Eric Morris.
All right, I have the look at this guy. Great privilege to introduce you to Camden Barris. He's one of our preschoolers in our developmental preschool. He comes from a great family. Older brother, Gabe, right here in the front row. He's in kindergarten. Give him a little shout out. Carly Jones, it's Camden's preschool teacher, and she's got some good things to share.
I'm happy to call Camden our littlest Panther of the month. When Mr. Morris came to us, I think as a preschool, it was unanimous that he was the first kid that popped into our mind. Camden came and stole all of our hearts with his cute smile and, you know, sweet personality. He's such a friendly peer. He's such a great kid in our class and probably one of the smartest little preschoolers I've ever met as well. He's been such a pleasure to have, and I'm so happy that he will be in the same building next year so I can keep seeing him. And I can't wait to see how far he comes and grows, and he's been such a blessing to have him.
At this time, we'll take a short recess to congratulate the students of the month. And a picture over here, please. Thank you. She's not ready? Now we're ready. Okay. Under item 4, is there any public participation? Under item 5, agenda, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
Yeah, I have one addition in MOU, which is item O, is added to tonight's agenda. And I'm going to remove recommendations for both the middle school and high school handbook for the May meeting.
Okay, so CC and DD. We are not considering.
That's correct, thank you.
Okay. So O is an addition.
O is an addition.
It's there. Okay. It's on the agenda, though.
It is. He's just pointing it out.
Okay.
Okay. And we're moving CC and DD.
That's correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other? Are there any? Proper grammar. Okay. All right. Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 6, board business, can I have a motion to approve letter A, approve the negotiated agreement between Norton Classroom Teachers Association, NCTA, and the Norton City School District Board of Education, which was ratified by the NCTA on April 25th, 2019. This agreement will be in effect from July 1st, 2019 through June 30th, 2021.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Abstain.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 4-0-1 abstention. Under item 7, approval of minutes, can I have a motion to approve letters A and B?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli? Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0-1 abstention. Under item 8, treasurer's recommendation, can I have a motion to approve letters A through C?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A through C.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under superintendent recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letter A, items 1 through 3?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter B, can I have a motion to approve personnel certified one-year contract pending background check and permit item 1, Megan Sauer, high school math teacher, attachment F.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Mr. Shaner?
Would you like me to introduce you?
Wake up.
Yes.
So I'm part of the any discussion?
Yes.
Okay. Everyone, this, I didn't know if you had to vote first. This is Megan Sauer. She Hi. Lives up in Copley, but she had spent, I think, 4 years as a teacher out in Arizona. And then her family relocated back this way. She's originally from Worcester, so she was certainly very well aware of Northeast Ohio and everything that comes with it. So don't think of her as an Arizonaite. But we're very excited to have her went through the process, and she was very clearly the choice for us.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Yes, welcome. Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Now, congratulations.
Under letter C, can I have a motion to approve personnel classified pilot program for bus driver float position pending background check and permit number 1?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Can I take the rest of those together?
Sure.
Okay. Can I have a motion to approve letters D through M?
So moved.
That's a lot.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve letter N, approve the resolution for the non-certificated, non-licensed assistant coach supplemental positions for the 2019-2020 school year pending background check and permit check. All positions are subject to adequate participation. Attachment I, number 1, Lewis Yule High School Volunteer Wrestling.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Abstain.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0-1, abstention. Can I have a motion to approve letter O, approve the Memorandum of Understanding between the Norton City School District Board of Education and the Ohio Association of Public Employees, number 167, attachment J.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Abstain.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0-1, abstention. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve letters P through Z?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Keep going.
I'm sorry. Can I have a motion to approve letters P through BB? Because we're removing
those. Oh, because you're removing. Okay,
so
I'm with you.
Stop there. Okay.
So
P second. Through, I'm sorry, which one did we go through?
BB.
BB.
Any discussion?
Melissa Pat. Thank you. Okay.
Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve letters EE, FF, and GG?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Item 10, superintendent's reports.
Nothing further tonight.
Okay. Is there anybody from administration?
Anyone from the admin team have anything to add?
Yeah. So, sorry. I had this for
there's
the
always
video
one. It's okay.
That's okay. So, just an update on testing. All air testing is finished. All grade levels are done. That was completed as of May 10th. The testing window closed, and we are officially out of the testing window. We expect to have the results back in early June, and then the admin team and just all administrators are going to the Summit ESC on June 5th to look at our data, do some analysis, come back and kind of share it with our teachers at the beginning of next year what we're going to do, where we see, you know, we have some gaps or where we've made some growth. So we're going to be doing that, an analysis of that. You mentioned the Dollar General Literacy Grant, which is great, but we also have received a $5,000 school climate grant at Norton Elementary. Mr. Sackett wrote that, and we submitted it probably a month ago, and we just found out last week that they were awarded the school climate grant in the amount of $5,000 from, it's a federal grant, and it was a competitive grant, so you had to, it was not guaranteed money if you applied, you had to apply and put together a plan and a proposal, and then it would be evaluated against the other schools that applied, and so we were fortunate enough to do that. So if you want to take a minute just to talk about what you plan to do with that.
Yeah, primarily the two options. You would either go towards PBIS funding or social emotional learning. I'm going to take the opportunity to get some professional development for our teachers in the area of social emotional learning. And then hopefully make the impact of kids through the teachers.
Great job.
And the final thing that we're looking at doing next year is we've spoken to NCTA about it, and we have all agreed to participate in the pilot program. The Department of Education is transitioning the teacher evaluation system. Next year is a pilot year, so they have actually opened it up now to any district that wants to participate. So I would be coming to Mrs. Bennett for a signature, you know, for approval that we can participate. So we will have a team of five that will be going to three different regional meetings throughout the course of the year to come back and give feedback and share out with that. So I will be going, Mr. Oswald will be going, Mr. Rowell will be going, and we're waiting for NCTA to have their meeting to determine who the other two members of the team will be, and we will be participating in that as we transition then. And all districts are expected by the year 2021 to be in the new program. So it's an opportunity for us to kind of see what's coming, what we need to do, how we can better prepare for those changes.
So, thank you. Okay. Mrs. Hagenbusch?
I would just like to congratulate the Students of the Month. Welcome to you. I think you'll enjoy working up at the high school. And congratulations to our graduates. What an exciting time of year for them. And to say thank you for the scholarships that we have received every year. For the Thomas Byrd Scholarship, they gave us $13,500 to use for nine $1,500 scholarships for our seniors. Yeah. They've been doing this for a number of years. They do it anonymously, and we could not be more thankful for our students for that. And congratulations, Judy. I know that was a lot of hard work to get through all of that, so you're done.
Okay, Mrs. Webel.
I'd like to thank Ralph Dowling, who donated $1,000 to the Norton Key Club. He is in Kiwanis, and he's very active, and he's just a very generous guy, and I just want to say thank you, Ralph. Mm-hmm. I know he would be mad if I was saying that, but that's okay. He's kind of humble. Next week's graduation, hard to believe already. Congratulations to all the graduates. It's amazing how fast that time flies. I'll be pulling my robot again this next week, and every time you do that, it's like it just seems like it went faster and faster. And good luck to the baseball teams. Very exciting. Baseball teams are doing really great. So I wish them good luck this week.
Yeah. Mr. Yule?
Pretty much same thing. Congratulations to the Students of the Month. It's hard to believe we're already done. Now we got 3 months of no smiling faces.
Yeah.
That's the unfortunate part. Then next week, graduation, it'll be my fourth one, which is hard to believe, and it's always... Every year I see friends, kids, sometimes kids I went to school with kids. So that just, it's just exciting time. And then, yeah, boys baseball, good luck to them. I mean, they made a Final Four run several years ago. So hopefully they can, this team can outdo it. So we'll see.
Thank you. Mr. Ings?
Yeah. Again, congratulations, Students of the Month. Mrs. Sauer, welcome. Like I said, I'm doing that. Enjoy it here. It's a good place to be. So Jan Weber and Judy Johnson, two people that probably impact more students than anybody else in that, in this district when you're busting the school and feeding them every day. So that's probably two of the people that have the biggest impact. So we appreciate everything you do, Judy. Always said great things, and you know, couldn't be better. End of the year, graduation coming up. I know I've got one graduating, so it's a big time of the year for us. And then the end of the season, or end of the season, end of the year, we get to see the culmination of all the hard work. The coaches, the teachers, the musical is fantastic. Anybody that got to see that, that was awesome. You know, I always love seeing that. But it's just great to see all the hard work come to an end, or not come to an end, but just come to a culmination and come to completion here and see all the fruits of the labor. So good luck to everybody. I hope everybody has a safe summer. Good graduation season. So thank you for everything.
Mr. Santelli.
Congratulations to graduating seniors. I want to wish them best of luck in their pursuit of additional education and training, upcoming employment opportunities, or their service to the nation and armed forces. And congratulations to all the students and staff on their continued excellence in academics, performance organizations, and spring athletics. Best of wishes for a successful, eventful end of the uneventful end of the 2019
thank you
school year.
Thank you. Yes, it's. I don't want to repeat myself or repeat everyone else, but it's just, I mean, there's so many great things going on in our district, and it's been a great year for so many. I mean, just a lot of hardworking teachers, administrators, students, everybody coming together. So welcome, Ms. Sauer, to the district. You know, you're coming in. Ms. Weber is leaving. I mean, you said some really nice things about her, and I wish her the best, too, with her retirement. Congratulations to the graduates, the Students of the Month, and I hope everyone has a safe and enjoyable prom this weekend. So, thank you. With that, can we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Meeting adjourned. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.